It's an honor to be here with you and participate this week in this series of studies and also to be with Lewis. And I really appreciated how y'all roasted him a bit the other night. That was encouraging. In our family, if you're not bantering with each other, it's not normal. So if you hear us bantering, it's not because we don't like each other. It's because we do like each other. The Bible study hour is the only time during a meeting that a preacher has a time when he has to stop. So I better go directly to the lesson so we have enough time to cover the things that are in it. This morning, I'd like to speak to you about the subject of fatherhood, because there are so many things that are happening in our country that are marking the breakdown of the family that it is good for us to go back and think about what God wants it to be like. And we go back to the Bible to let it be our guide. The purpose of this lesson is to call us back to these basic concepts of what it takes to have strong families, not only for the sake of the family, but the family affects the church. Strong families are essential to have a strong church. And as we see in our country, strong families are essential to have a strong nation. And what we're seeing in the weaknesses of both the church and the nation go back to the root problem of the situation in the family. When God created man, he created man to be the, I'm going wrong direction, to be the leader of the family. And as you look at the responsibilities that God places on man, we began to see the role that God wanted him to be in. He is the leader in the home. From the very beginning when God created man, he was different from the other animals of God's creation. And it was seen when God called him and gave him this responsibility. Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper suitable for him or meet for him. And so Adam is given this responsibility over the rest of God's creation, even at that very early time. And at this text says that there was not at that time a helper fitted for him. And so God made for him a helper. Verse 18, and the Lord said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make a help meet or suitable for him. And so he took from his side a rib, and from that rib he formed woman. Paul makes comment about this formation of Eve in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, in verse 9, where he talks about man did not come from woman, but woman from a man. And the explanation for why this was so was neither was man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. And as you look at the situation that is described here, what we see is that she is not only to be his helper, but she is there as a helper suited for man. Whenever you have a family, in our modern age, it's difficult to go two different directions at the same time. It always has been. And when you choose the career you're going to follow, either it's going to be the career of the woman or it's going to be the career of the man. Because you're going to come to a crossroads, most likely, where you can't follow to the fullest both of them. And so you have him saying in the order in the home, the husband is going to be the head of the home and the woman is there to be his helpmeet and suitable for him. Many of you are here today because in the 1950s, your husbands were looking for a place to work. And there weren't any jobs in Tennessee and in Kentucky and in West Virginia that would pay what you could make up here in the Iron Belt, in Michigan and Indiana and Ohio, and probably the northern part of Pennsylvania as well. And so you migrated with your husbands to come up into this area to find jobs because you were the helper that was following your man in the provisions for your family. That's the way God set it up to be, because Adam was the leader of the home. And as such, whenever Eve sinned and she did the things that were there, you might be a little surprised that God would call and say, not I want to talk to Eve, but in verse 9 of this text, that God calls to talk to Adam. The Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where are you? And that question was not to inform God where he was, because God already knew. But he's calling him to account as the head of that family for what that family has done. That's the role that God put man in from the beginning of time, because he is the head of the home, and as the father of the home, he's responsible. And so God gave to this person the role of being leader. Let me suggest to you that in our society with the absentee fathers, if you're going to be the leader in your home, you've got to be present in your home. And one of the problems in American homes is that the father is not present. Now, the breakdown of the home is spreading across America to, you don't need me to inform you of that. In Indianapolis, where I live, 80% of the black population